brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, February 29th, 2012, on this Worldwide Wednesday broadcast. And we are basically ending up where we started. I'll be back in Austin, Texas this evening. I am coming to you from overlooking the Mississippi River in Baton Rouge, where we were last Wednesday after we had kicked off the first successful leg of a beta testing tour from Dallas to Orlando and back. So thank you so much for joining us here today. Obviously, Ron Paul got creamed in multiple states yesterday. There is evidence of election fraud. There is not as clear an evidence as Maine in Iowa. And I'll be breaking down coming up after the break exactly how the system manufactures consent with the population. And I've been telling people from the start Ron Paul could win, but expect massive election fraud in early primaries to then create the perception that he's losing so people get into a bandwagon type scenario and start voting for who they think is going to win, not who they think is the right person, and then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You see this with Obama, and of course we're now seeing this with Mittens Romney. And you can't be mad at Ron Paul. The campaign still goes on. He's still informing people, still educating people, still bringing up real issues, still building a movement for liberty. The fix is in, so we have to have a discussion, a larger discussion about that. And I specifically want to hear from callers here in the first hour on your views of what you've seen with the Ron Paul campaign and where all of this is going, specifically on all things Ron Paul, election fraud, the electoral process. That's a very wide field to discuss, and we're going to go to calls early in this hour. In fact, next segment, toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We are discussing the wide electoral process, the evidence of fraud, where you think this election is going, and what you think is going to unfold if we end up with Mittens, Romney, or Barack Hussein, the New World Order minion, Obama, both teleprompter readers who support open borders, global taxation, global government, carbon taxes, gun registration and control, abortion, the list goes on and on. 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air here today on this Wednesday edition. Also, we have Foster Gamble of the Procter & Gamble fortune and his wife, Kimberly Gamble, joining us. A few months ago, I started getting phone calls saying, what do you think of this new movie, Thrive? And I said, I can't comment on it. I haven't seen it. And so the crew watched it and had mixed feelings on it, but overall thought it was coming from a positive place of getting people outside the box and expanding their paradigm. And we are now carrying the film. I've had a chance to go over it. And I think that overall, I agree with about 80% of what's in the film. And I do think they're coming from a position of really legitimately trying to wake people up. The globalists are not going to be happy with this film. It's trying to get people outside the box, and I think it'll really wake up people on the traditional left and kind of new ager types, and it's got a little bit of UFO stuff in it, asking what is this? Are we being lied to about that? It's all about we've been lied to about all these other things, WMDs, the private Federal Reserve. What else are we being lied to about? And it gets into the government giving us cancer on purpose to reduce population. It gets into technologies being suppressed, new forms of energy being suppressed on record. So it covers a lot of things that are very important to waking up humanity. And then it just asks questions about other big issues and says it should all be investigated. And the most controversial part to liberals that watch it is the individual liberty, kind of Ron Paul libertarian constitutional position. And it's something really waking liberals up. That's why we're carrying it at Infowars.com. We'll tell you about that. They're going to be joining us as well coming up. And also, the nanny state wants to restrict walking now. Stay with us. We'll cover it after the break. Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Obama administration, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, are working with the United Nations and the Arms Trade Treaty? This would eventually make all firearms subject to international law. This would obliterate our Second Amendment right to bear arms that protects us from tyranny. The United Nations will become a communist tyranny over our country. Is this what Americans want? It's nearly too late. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Wednesday, the 29th day of February, 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I've been on the road for the last week and a half, and I'll be back in studio deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas, tomorrow. This has been a successful experiment being on the road, so I am 90% sure I'm going to do a big Western tour, probably visiting 6 or 7 affiliates, going through New Mexico, Arizona, California, Oregon, Washington, Utah, maybe Montana, Wyoming, down into Colorado, and then back to Texas, and then maybe if we still have a country in World War III, I hadn't started yet, at the end of the summer, in the fall, I'll do a shorter week-long trip. So a lot of folks want to see us up in Oklahoma City, Kansas City, where I had an event like 8-9 years ago and had like 800 people come out to, and then up into maybe Chicago, Minneapolis, St. Paul, maybe Detroit, and then come back down and hit maybe some other town somewhere and come back to Austin. Because it is important for me to get outside the command base occasionally and let the crew there do the nightly news and all the great work they're doing. Because we're trying to build an organization of reporters and investigators, not just Alex Jones. And all of us are doing this together. All of you out there taking action and supporting what we're doing. We couldn't do any of this without you, so I salute you and thank all of you. I want to thank our sponsors, listeners, AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, Satellite Channel 166 on XM, Sirius, And, of course, everybody's spreading the word online. We need to use the Internet while it's still free to some extent, because the system is trying to make the Internet go dark. So twofold, we fight for the future, openness and freedom of the Internet, the electronic soapbox and system of commerce that the globalists want to control. But we also use it like we're going to lose it. Better make hay while the sun is shining. I know I've done a lot of rural work on farms and ranches growing up. Most summers sent down to grandma's. 1 year worked for a large animal vet for about 9-10 months. And I know that there were a lot of times in the summer when they were making hay that people stay up till midnight, because the hay is ready to be cut. It's valuable. And that's how you're going to pay the taxes. That's how you're going to pay the workers. And that's how you're going to have enough hay for your cows that winter. And that's how you're going to have enough hay to make money and sell it to others. And if you don't cut it when it's right, and a rainstorm, you know, is coming in 3 days, the weatherman says, and it's going to ruin that grass if it gets really wet, and you're not going to be able to, you know, really have that hay. Now I'm getting off into agriculture. You've got to make hay while the sun is shining. You want to cut that big, tall green grass when the sun is shining and it's dry, or it'll get all moldy and get fungus all over and make your cows sick. Side issue, I'm now getting off into animal husbandry as well. So you make hay while the sun is shining. And it was many times I'd crawl into bed at midnight, and then I'd pull back up, you know, the different ranches and stuff I was working at, and have old men call me a wimp for being 20 minutes late at 5:30 in the morning while they were stomping around, you know, getting all fired up about running around like piranhas or fire ants working. It's that type of energy. By the way, you see all these rodeos and, you know, all this kind of Western culture stuff. That's all really a facsimile of the real Western culture, where people really do work hard. And they're not just macho. You got to get fired up to work like that. And it actually becomes kind of a, at least what I've seen working on ranches and especially working for that large animal vet, is a type of crazed action, where I guess it just makes the day go faster to get wild. You see, though, that's how my brain works. I am now digressing off into memories. And I guess the show's successful because people know it's not scripted, but I've got all this incredible news that I've got to get to, and then your phone calls, and then some big guests as well today. But maybe I'm procrastinating getting to the news because it's really what I thought was going to happen. And then people are going to ask me, well, then why did you say get behind Ron Paul 110%? Well, because I told you from the start I believe this would happen. There was a slight chance that the Ron Paul support would be so overwhelming that he could turbocharge, all of us could basically ram the gates and crash through the lies and disinformation and actually get him in. But then they would try to steal the general election. And then if he got in, they would pull out every dirty trick on earth, guaranteed false flags, you name it, and probably try to blame libertarian ideas for the collapse that they've already engineered. So then people will ask, well, then why did you support Ron Paul? And are you saying it's all over? No, it's just begun. And what am I talking about here? And we're going to open the phones up for people specifically to give us your take on the campaign, on the election fraud, on where you see things are going. In fact, the lines are already loaded up, and I'll get to those coming up here in a few minutes, and then all the other news. Romney wins in Arizona, Michigan. Santorum falls short in upset attempt. Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney cruised an easy victory in Arizona primary Tuesday and eked out a narrow one in Michigan, a double win that steadied a campaign shaken in recent weeks by surging support for rival Rick Santorum. You know, notice you never hear Mitt Romney getting in trouble for being financed by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, just like Obama, or supporting abortion and then flip-flopping, or being for open borders or carbon taxes. It's always, oh, I love Detroit, we've got two Cadillacs. And then it's like, he's bad because he's got two Cadillacs. It is rich people that buy Cadillacs and get their hair done and buy clothes and have people that work for them. The more rich people you've got, the more jobs you've got, the richer an economy you've got. If they're rich people that got their money through the free market. If they're cronies like Mitt Romney, who got it through consolidation and stealing mainly, they are the plague. But to demonize him for two Cadillacs is crazy. I mean, what would you rather be, poor like some third world country where only one guy in the city has a Cadillac? Or like North Korea where only Kim Jong-il's got a Cadillac? rising tides do raise all ships. If it's not a globalist rising tide where they divert all the water out to their private lake, steal our water, take over the system. And, you know, they're going after him at the Daytona 500 for saying, oh, man, you know, I don't follow NASCAR as much as some people do, but I like it. And, you know, I got a lot of friends that are team owners. And they're like, oh, he knows team owners. Well, there weren't team owners, there wouldn't be a Daytona 500. I mean, it's this idea. America had the biggest per capita group of rich people in it 50 years ago, and we had the most middle class in the world, 5% of the world population, and we had half the world's wealth. Now that's all going out the window because mega corporations came in, controlled the government, and had government shut down industry here so that their industry in China, India, Mexico, and 100-plus other countries where they have deals with the thugs that run them, to move our industry there, that automatically lets them consolidate control. I'm already digressing. The point is that they're saying, what, Ron Paul came in fourth place in Michigan? Does anybody really believe that? And I've already gone over all this, winning almost all the straw polls, winning most of the scientific polls, and being ignored when he got first or second place, or getting the least amount of time in the debates. That's the evidence of the fix being in. Then I told you day one with the evidence, Iowa, clear fraud. Month later came out, yeah, we're setting the election aside. It's all a fraud. We're not going to say who really won. Maybe it's Santorum. But, yeah, all these counties, we didn't count those from Ron Paul because the trucks got lost with the ballots. There are no trucks with ballots. It's called in. And then in Maine, all the counties where he had big double-digit leads, they just didn't count them. And they said, yeah, we didn't count them. New York Times said, yeah, Paul really did win if you count those counties because he did have double digits in most of those counties, but they're just not going to count them. Republican leadership said, forget it. South Carolina, clear fraud. It's 100% cut and dry in Maine, about 95% cut and dry in Iowa, about 85% total fraud-proof. You know, you know it is, but it's not 100% in South Carolina. It's about 85% in Nevada. And now there's evidence of fraud in these states as well. I stayed up late last night analyzing it, and then this morning looked at it. But more and more it's going to shift to where Ron Paul isn't the front runner because people will go, well, he's losing now. I want to bet on the winner. It's just like people. I mean, I am a years ago football fan, but because I know it's just a distraction from real issues, I'm not today because I can't fill my mind up with that stuff. But I get why people who were Giants fans for, you know, decades with them never winning a Super Bowl got pretty excited about them going to the Super Bowl. And then didn't they win? Yeah, they won. Giants won, right, guys? I didn't pay attention, but they did win, right? That shows how uncool I am that I don't know who won the Super Bowl. Yes, the Giants won. Now, the point is that I get it if you've been a fan for 20, 30 years and while they finally win. But a lot of people, they just run out when, oh, they're going to the playoffs, so it looks like they're going to win. Oh, I'm a fan of that now. And so Ron Paul has been the front runner for 6 months. But as the fix goes in and people seem not winning in those first few primaries, that's why it's key to cheating there, then it becomes, oh, well, I'll just be for Romney. And you'll see that now with Santorum. Santorum, clearly, is, even though I don't like him, he's a globalist warmonger, he has a better voting record constitutionally than Mitt Romney. I mean, at least he didn't promote abortion and open borders and carbon taxes. He did lie about tax increases and spending increases and is a warmonger and anti-liberty. But, I mean, so is Romney. So Santorum, clearly with the evangelicals and Christians who mean well, he was starting to front run right there with Ron Paul. And so they're now going to slap him down. And he may end up being the VP with Romney. But that's how they organize this. And so when we come back from break, I'll go to your phone calls. We need to have the discussion here today about whether or not Ron Paul runs in a third party. Because even if they cheat him in that, he will inject real issues. He can force his way into the debate. It can show in national polls he's getting 30-40%. He'll get a bunch of Democrats voting for him as well that don't like Obama and are tired of the wars. They had another Gallup poll, as you know, yesterday, and another scientific poll, what, two of them. But one was a Rasmussen, where he just trounces Obama better than Romney. I mean, you want somebody to beat Obama and to cut spending and actually bring a lot of our troops home, it's Ron Paul. But they're now cheating him out in the open, and now the bandwagon effect's going to happen, people wanting to be winners. You're going to actually see Ron Paul now start to recede. And he should stay in the race because he's injecting issues, but this is how they're doing. All right, we'll come right back with your phone calls, and then I've got a bunch of news on the nanny state, a new trailer.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 29th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1786.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1830.59, $915.30 for a half ounce, and $457.65 for a quarter ounce. That's $1830.59, $915.30, and $457.65.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C-Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C-Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-Veg. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C-Veg daily is eating right.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
This is a worldwide transmission against tyranny in an attempt to wake up free humanity to the corrupt individuals that have created large combines and syndicates who are basically setting up a society of enslavement. We attempt and are having success in waking people up to that threat. Coming up, Obama issues policy directive exempting American citizens from indefinite detention. Because he's the new emperor, he's saying that he can exempt you. But he wanted that power. so that he could then unexempt whenever he wanted. So that's actually just more of a brazen attempt to legitimize indefinite detention. The triumph of totalitarian fascism in the West and the East, big report out on that. Government says TSA scanners are safe, but they've been caught lying before. They're regurgitating old info. Homeland Security feared Occupy Wall Street violence. New film exposes the blueprint of madness unleashed by the New World Order. There's a new trailer for the new documentary I'm going to be premiering tonight on the Nightly News. Ron Paul says, I run against all three because they're very similar. They all endorse preemptive war. That's the big difference between Ron Paul and the neocon Republicans he's running against. Also, 19 signs that America has become a crazy control freak nation where almost everything is illegal. I want to cover this after some calls and then dovetail it with the video I shot where they're now telling people they can't walk on a boardwalk because it's too dangerous. So you've heard of them banning running at recess at most public schools because that's too dangerous and arresting people if they do. I'm not joking. Now walking is going to be restricted by the nanny state. Tax to breathe, carbon taxes. So that's just some of what is coming up today. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. AB in Ohio, then Scott, Keith, Carl, and others. AB, you're on the air. Welcome.
Abe, this is Abe. I'm calling from Athens, Ohio, and about the Ron Paul issue. I'm president of Young Americans for Liberty at Ohio University here in Athens, and it's the affiliate of Campaign for Liberty. It's like the sister organization for the youth, manifesto students for Ron Paul and the OA campaign. President Obama had his campaign office opening in our county right in town in Athens yesterday. So me and a few other members from various other libertarian organizations on campus got together, got some fact sheets about how O equals W is what we put it at. And it just says that how...
Oh, I like that.
And it's actually, we got it off the Young Americans for Liberty site, and it's www.yaliberty.org/O-W/facts, and you can look it up right there and see it. It's a pretty good fact sheet. But and we were just met with some venomous Obama people. They were just so pissed, but they're so aggravated with us for showing up. We were peaceful, respectful. They asked us to leave. We said we completely understand private property rights. We left. We stood out on the sidewalk and handed everybody literature that walked in, and they were really upset with us, and they really didn't have good arguments for saying why they still supported Obama. They said, yeah, we agree.
Obama in Missouri and other areas has openly tried to get police to threaten to arrest folks if they criticize him. And we've played clips of those newscasts. It's so bizarre. It's so authoritarian. It's hard to believe, but it's actually happening. And you're saying they didn't know how to respond to him on the NDAA. They didn't know how to respond to him on what, launching wars without congressional approval. They didn't know how to respond to Obama bailing out the big bankers again and again who financed him. Is that what happened?
Well, yeah, and then one of the national directors that was here, one of the three that was here tonight, last night, said that he agreed with Libya. But I'm like, well, what about a declaration of war? He's just like, well, we have a cause for humanity. And I'm like, so do you believe in a one-world government? And he said, I mean, I don't think it would be a bad idea. It's something we need to hash out more. But it's just these kind of, this mentality.
Well, the point is, just because they say it's loving and liberal, you know, there with one of Obama's head people opening his campaign office, just because they say, oh, it's for humanity, now we get to do it because the UN said, now we ignore our laws and Congress doesn't matter. I mean, it's outrageous that they engage in treason and just say because it's for humanity. The UN is murdering people worldwide in the name of humanity. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back in the next long segment and take a whole passel of calls. But I want to talk about this NDAA. It's got Utah and now several other states coming out and saying, we're going to, at the state level, block this and tell our state police and others, you will not help secretly grab citizens and put bags on their heads and have them disappear to death camps. I mean, NDAA has really woken people up. And everybody I talked to, this woke people up. That's why Obama's come out and said, okay, I'm going to sign a deal saying I won't implement this right now. But you're the one that demanded the power. It's like saying, I got the gun on safety. It's to your head, but I'm going to put it on safety. Okay, don't get upset.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Attention gardeners, if you love juicy, delicious tasting tomatoes, this could be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Growing Kits are now available for the 2012 growing season and are perfect for tomato lovers of all ages.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love, the best tasting tomatoes in the world. These are the old time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit.
Amish Paste, German Pink, Aunt Ruby's German Green, Tomato, Cherokee Purple, Gold Medal, Green Zebra, Hungarian Heart, Caspian Pink, and my personal favorite, Brandywine.
You get an old-time tomato growing manual, an old-time tomato seed starter, old-time tomato soil feeder, even an heirloom tomato greenhouse. And the best part, the highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. Over 1,000 old-time heirloom tomato seeds, now just $29.97 plus shipping and handling. To order your old-time tomato heirloom growing kit, go to oldtimetomatoes.com. That's oldtimetomatoes.com. Or call 800-214-1474. That's 800-214-1474.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going back to your phone calls on the fact that Ron Paul, what came in fourth in one state and third in the other, and they've stolen the election from him in the other early primaries where he did win. That's even come out, but it's buried in the news. Even the New York Times said Ron Paul really won Maine, but it doesn't matter. Because as that Republican Party operative said 2 days before the Iowa caucus, she said, well, yeah, he's the front runner, but I've talked to all the party officials. He will not be allowed to win. And they said, really? So they've decided. She goes, yep, it's been decided. And you know what? It was decided. That's just the way it works. And then a month after we told you it was stolen, they came out and said, yeah, it was. But that's just the way it is. And we're not going to say what we're going to do with these delegates now. We're not going to say what we're going to do with these numbers. And so what Ron Paul has done is just gone after the delegates because he knows they're cheating him. And then that's how the process actually works. So we're going to see what happens. And now there's more talk of a brokered convention. And it's going to be a battle. So Ron Paul's not out, but more and more as we move towards Super Tuesday and as they game things, more and more they won't have to defraud Ron Paul because a lot of weak-minded people will go, well, I like Ron Paul, but you know, because he's in third or fourth place, why vote for him? I'm going to vote for Santorum. I'm going to vote for Newt Gingrich. I'm going to vote for Mitt Romney. because they want to just throw away their vote. That's kind of the idea. But before I go back to your phone calls, tonight, after the nightly news on the video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com, we're going to have the nightly news, some news packages and information, as we do every night, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Mountain, 6 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Pacific PM. We're going to be premiering a new film that exposes the blueprint of madness. And we have an article up at InfoWars.com right now that has the trailer for the 40-minute piece that breaks down the real threats to humanity versus the false threats that they basically tried to program us with. And, of course, a lot of you have already seen the intro to the 40-minute piece, the little 5-minute satire piece where I play the part of someone totally paranoid of terrorism, and then it gets into the serious issues after that. But if you go to InfoWars.com, you can watch the new trailer, and it's posted an article titled "New Film Exposes the Blueprint of Madness Unleashed by the New World Order." Coming to PrisonPlanet.tv, Alex Jones's latest documentary turns the tables on fear. Government, not terrorism, poses the real threat. And we have a 15-day free trial, of course, that we're just going to continue on into infinity, or as long as we have PrisonPlanet.tv. That'll be 9 years up and running in April. All of my films, expanded extras, video podcasts, the nightly news, video of the radio show, even when we're on the road in that added dimension, higher quality audio, commercial-free podcast, special events, all of it posted at PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a 15-day free trial running right now, and that's what finances us being able to make these films, to be on the road, to have the news reporters, and you are helping us build a truly alternative media system that will resist the globalist propaganda weapons. We are a weapon using truth. They are a weapon system using lies, and we are able to do this because you breathe life into us. That's a big part of the equation, and then obviously we also bust our hind ends to bring you this information every single day. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, we've upgraded all the systems, the quality. It doesn't weigh down now right at 7 when the nightly news goes on like it used to. We've really built in the redundancy and the backbone and the systems to really bring you a first-rate media system, and we're adding more and more all the time. So, again, become a member today, PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can, this is what the last day we extended it to also get 40%+ off when you sign up for a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can also get hard copies of all the films and the T-shirts and the bumper stickers and all the materials, much of it at cost, like the bumper stickers and InfoWars stencils at cost at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Okay, here is the minute-and-a-half little trailer for New World Order, Blueprint of Madmen. That's the name of the 40-minute film that will premiere tonight. We premiered it in Dallas and then Orlando for those overflow crowds. Capacity crowds, but I'm going to premiere it tonight on the nightly news, and then Friday we will post it for everyone on InfoWars.com. But it is members that do get it first, and you are the folks that pay it forward so we can finance this. But here is the trailer for New World Order Blueprint of Madmen.
Any of them could be a terrorist. Don't trust the public.
Oh my God.
Let's rise above their control paradigm and really see it for what it is and call it out. You've got a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting or falling down in your shower than you do of being killed by a terrorist. It is an irrational fear that's been engineered into people.
I gotta track him. I gotta do what they told me.
Why do you think, Ash?
Biggest hoax in human history. The threat of terrorism.
Absolutely thinking the terrorists are hiding under every table.
The system itself is actually engaging in terrorism. They tell us all they give up our liberties because somebody might detonate a car bomb.
But meanwhile, they're firing hydrogen, nuclear weapons into the upper atmosphere. Our whole world has become a giant experiment by mad scientists. Weaponized airborne Ebola, super weaponized viruses and bacteria that kill over 90%, 9 out of 10 people on your street dead by the sword, by the gun, by starvation. Are we smart enough to learn from history? Government is the number one cause of unnatural death. China, the USSR, Germany, and good old Pol Pot. It's on record for a whopping conservative total of 262 million. Government's winning the war against humanity. It's amazing. They admit that they're establishing a global corporate government to carry out genocide covertly. And then you find out they're putting stuff in our vaccines, our food, our water. They're engineering Trojan horse genetic traits into food that are causing organ failure and sterility. And you realize that a bunch of crazy psychos are in control.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
If a black death could be spread throughout the world, once in every generation, survivors could procreate freely without making the world too full. Bertrand Russell, sick control freaks who hate humanity so much that they spend their every waking minute trying to think of ways to set up a global government so they can exterminate us and our families. My God. And their plan is so horrific, they think we're too weak-minded to face what they've admittedly been caught doing and to resist them. Are you pathetic scum that deserves to die? Are you going to prove them right? It's up to you.
All right, folks, that is the trailer for the documentary New World Order Blueprint of Mad Men. Please get that trailer out to everyone. And then, of course, in the next few days when we post it for the general public, please get it out to everyone because, you know, all the time now I shoot videos, and we're going to your calls, but I want to talk about this as an addendum to what we just played. I shoot videos constantly because there's new developments every day or two where weaponized Ebola, weaponized mousepox, weaponized bird flu, weaponized swine flu is being souped up to be airborne, souped up to be able to jump into humans, souped up to kill more than 9 out of 10 people it comes in contact with, horrible, painful deaths. And governments are publishing how to do it with the RNA sequence. In the case of viruses, the DNA, in the case of bacteria, and advertising it, and then saying we're publishing this so we can develop cures for this, that all they're doing is making a specific strain. Another government or, quote, terrorist or private corporate group would just slightly tweak that yet again, and no vaccine would help. And then we have an elite saying in all their white papers they want to engineer a bioweapon to reduce population and then use that crisis to get even more control over society. And then I get up here and say, I think this is the big threat. And people say, no, you're being a fearmonger. The threat is hijackers that kill a few hundred people a year maximum, less than honeybees, less than champagne corks. I mean, you know that drill. I go over it all the time because it's true. I mean, I'm told give up my whole way of life because of terrorists and be all fearful and the police question anybody, you know, shooting video of a bridge or a Capitol. Aaron Dykes, a couple of years ago, the video's online. Was shooting footage of the Texas Capitol so that he would have a cutaway shot when they went in to cover hearings inside. And the state police ran over, started yelling at him, saying, what are you doing filming? He said, I'm with the media. And Marin said politely, you know, I'm here with the media. And the cop said, give me your ID. And Aaron then said, no, I'm here with a tripod, the camera. I mean, again, like a terrorist would just go to Google Maps. A terrorist would just drive by and take a photo covertly. A guy out there in a polo shirt and jeans, you know, videotaping the Capitol from the park grounds. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's about teaching us we're bad and we've done something wrong. You know, did you pay cash for the coffee? This is all so broad to make it the public can't be trusted, only government can be trusted. And the big threat is government. I'm not saying they're going to release this flu. I'm saying they're making preparations for it and discussing how it would be helpful to reduce population. I just gave you a quote of Bertrand Russell talking about it. I mean, this is what they're into. And I see this as the big threat. They have in level two facilities all over the United States and Europe, and level three as well, stuff that's behind glass doors with swipe cards that should be in underground bunkers, with armed guards under level four, with explosive firebombs that blow up if the alarms go off. And when a level two facility is holding level four type pathogens, it's just the ultimate threat. This makes nuclear weapons pale in significance, because there's a lot less chance that Russia, the U.S., or China are going to have a nuclear war than some crazy eugenicist working at one of these labs is going to sneak this stuff out and spread it like 12 monkeys, especially when they're all a bunch of eugenicists on average. All right, I've already talked about this ad nauseum, but I'm worried for my family. I've moved out to the country because of this. I think this is a real threat. And if we educate people and warn folks, we may be able to avert this. But if we don't have a hope. If we try to avert this Iran war, it's a good chance we can stop that if we work hard. But the system wants it. So we're darned if we do, darned if we don't. You know, if we do speak out and stop this, you know, oh, we're fearmongers, fearmongers that cried wolf. But if we don't and just go watch the football game, then it could happen. And so this is what I'm concerned about. This is what I'm worried about. And the globalists say they want to release bioweapons and are looking at it to reduce population in so many quotes it'll make your head spin. And they've been caught jacking the food and water with all sorts of stuff to soft kill us. And now they're proliferating this stuff everywhere and publishing how to produce it. And I'm concerned about this. Now, if you disagree and don't think it's a threat, fine. But those of us that are concerned need to have a debate about what we're about this. Okay, let's go back to your phone calls. Scott in California, welcome. We're discussing, of course, Ron Paul and where you see this whole election going. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to agree with what you said earlier about the delegates. And that's the thing that everybody's missing. In the caucus states, they're not bound to a specific candidate. And that's where Ron Paul is really cleaning up, and that's where his campaign's focused on. So now's not the time to be thinking about packing it in or giving up or thinking about third party. Now's the time to put the foot on the gas pedal and go all the way to convention, because those delegates can have a lot of political power there in the convention.
Exactly. Look, Ron Paul is trying to take over the Republican Party. Libertarian constitutionalist, Barry Goldwater type, real conservatives are trying to take over the Republican Party. And we can do it. I mean, if a bunch of global corporations took it over, and in the past, whenever there's going to be a good candidate that they don't want, they use the delegate process to block them. They use the delegate process to make Ronald Reagan, who spoke out against the New World Order, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, in 1979, 1980, this was on record. They forced him to take George Herbert Walker Bush on, and then he basically became the shadow president, especially after Reagan got shot by the guy that had dinner the night before with the Bush family, on record. Look that up, Denver Post, Washington Post. You can't make up this type of weirdness. And so we need to get in there and force issues. Now, we're not saying we try to force Ron Paul on as the VP. That's already been discussed. But we need a big fracas there at the convention. And we need to continue to build steps towards taking over not just the Republican, but the Democratic parties. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And that's where we're coming from. Anything else?
Are you getting a Dick Gregory back on the show anytime soon? Because I know that the interview you did a couple of years ago with him was really powerful. But I wonder if you get him back on.
That's a good idea. Chris, put that down. Let's get Dick Gregory back on and get his view, a former confidant of course, Martin Luther King, famous civil rights activist, talking about the new World Order, all of it. We want to get Dick Gregory on the show. Thank you, guys. All right, let's jam in one more call. Scott in Idaho, another Scott. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. The football analogy is a good one. I don't even think we're at halftime yet, but it may not be too early for a lot of us to go to YouTube and listen to the speech by Newt Rockne at halftime, the famous football speech. My understanding is that only 34 or 37% of the delegates will be apportioned out after Super Tuesday. So we're not even at the halfway point yet. I believe that it's a possibility that Ron Paul may lose the Republican nomination. I still have a great deal of faith and hope that the underdog can win, but he's winning the bigger battle, Alex, for the hearts and minds of the liberty-minded Americans that are waking up in exponential numbers. I believe in this instance that the message is far more important than the man. I also believe that Dr. Paul has brought forward to the American people an idea that cannot be stopped from spreading. Let's think of it like a liberty virus, and that's how I see it. I've been to Ron Paul when he was here in an unannounced stop here in Idaho at the University of Idaho. He packed out the ballroom. There were more people outside that didn't get inside but were waiting for Dr. Paul when he left, and I think that's the kind of action.
No, listen, he's the real front runner. That's why he gets most of the military donations. That's why he was winning all the straw polls. They have stolen it. And I'm saying don't have your hopes dashed if they start stealing. And I agree, we are at halftime. And it is a battle of...
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
On me. I don't want any shackles on my children either.
Don't want no shackles.
Yeah, I got the blues about Big Brother. I got the blues about tyranny. Yeah, I say down with Big Brother.
Big Brother. Don't like the
crank it up for a minute.
It's Jimmy Vaughn fighting the New World Order.
Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the National ID.
That's right.
Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
In the land of the free, home of the brave, you don't want shackles on you, Jimmy?
Shame on Big Brother.
Shame on Big Sis.
Tracing me.
That's right. How about we trace you, government, shipping the guns into Mexico?
Chipping my mother. Chipping my wife. A chip in my babies. Stay out of our life. Don't want no shackles.
You got that, you crooks, you bank-robbing New World Order, counterfeiting trash. Get out of our lives. Stop telling us how you're doing it for our own good. We got Foster Gamble and Kimberly Gamble who've got the new film out, Thrive, that we're carrying at InfoWars.com, joining us at 8 after. And they'll be with us for the rest of the hour after that. But in the third hour, it'll be open phones and news again. But let's hurry through your calls right now in this segment and the next. Talking about Ron Paul. Look, I'm just being realistic. He wins by running. He has been the front runner. He may still be the real front runner, but I'm starting to see some numbers that show it may be going to Santorum and others with some states because people going, okay, well, he lost in these early states. Maybe I'll just go with who I think is a winner. There's going to be that self-fulfilling prophecy idea, but there is fraud. He has been the front runner. If you look at all the metrics, and I just don't want people getting bummed out if Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination, and it could still happen. But we're winning by injecting real issues, so keep supporting. Let's go ahead and talk to Keith in Indiana. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to say I'm going to be a delegate for Indiana at the Republican convention, and I've only been involved in this now for a few weeks since around here you have to head the file a few weeks ago. And apparently the argument was about from everybody within the party itself, separately from the primaries, is that they're telling everybody that Ron Paul is actually not a pure Republican. There's a lot of people, even in my area, who really like him who are Democrats, and a lot of the Democrats want to switch over in states and vote for him. And the Republican Party is preaching this idea that he actually is, like, infecting the party with a disease from outside the party.
Oh, no, let's be clear. Let's be clear. Ron Paul and Alex Jones and all of us and you, you know, Keith from Indiana, we're infecting the Democrats and Republicans with America, with the Bill of Rights, with common sense. No, they're absolutely right. They're these foreign bankers posing as patriots who've taken over the Republican and Democratic parties where there's no difference except in rhetoric. Ron Paul's bringing back what made America great. Read what he says versus the founding fathers. It's identical. And he's not really a Republican. He's an American, and the Republican Party was closer to his American beliefs. That's why he first ran for Congress that way, you know, 25 years ago when he first got in, and then got kicked out and then came back. First, he ran as a Libertarian. He ran as a Libertarian for president. He's never made bones about that. They are the usurpers. They are the pretenders. They are the counterfeits. Mad that the real deal. Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you and finish up with other callers. But, you know, we're taking over. We're taking America back from the hijackers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.